as we get set now for the novices final. You couldn't ask for anything closer here. Corey Carson in the 19 is on 114 points, as is Riley Bates in the 12. So those two starting on the front row, nothing to split them after the heats here in the final. Jed Wrigley's in the 64, Hamish Campbell's in the 33, Jake McKinnon in the 17, the 50 is Jack Charles, Ethan Campbell's in the 71, and no start that time by Luke Ehrlich. Brody Trapano is rounding out the nine starters here for the novice final. So Bates on the outside of the front row. Corey Carson on the inside. So this will be an interesting battle. The two PCR carts side by side. Then you've got Jed Wrigley, who's shown great speed. Hamish Campbell has had his opportunities and taken them with both hands. Jake McKinnon in the 17. Jack Charles. That should be an interesting battle as well. Then you've got Ethan Campbell. Luca Illich had some speed earlier in the day. I think there was a DNF involved there, which might have set Luke Ehrlich back. Waiting for a start this time, away and racing. A good even start as they head into the Capital Lines and Signs. Turn number one. I think on the outside, Bates has the advantage as they go through two and three. Out as Bates is in front. So Riley Bates in the 12 with Corey Carson in the 19. No, in fact, it's Carson and Bates. So Carson in the 19, Bates in the 12. Then it's Jed Wrigley and Hamish Campbell. So as they work their way through the natural gas and water S's up onto the D group back straight, Corey Carson trying to make the most of a clean track in front of him. Carson and Bates back then to Wrigley. Campbell is right behind him. Then a gap. Back to Charles and McKinnon with Illich, Ethan Campbell and Brody Trapano in the final spot. So Corey Carson with a handy 0.3 of a second buffer as they work their way. Well, there's nine laps to go next time by. Corey Carson leading the way. Carson, Bates, Wrigley and Campbell as they head down into the Power Kart Raceway pit turn through the TLC Constructions kink. And no change at the front of the field. But Riley Bates now with the fastest lap of the race, a 53.909. So good lap there for Riley Bates in the 12. It's the WPR Racing number 19 of Corey Carson who leads the way as they head through the Karting Addiction hairpin through the left-hander of the Ruiz group. And the battle is for third place. Jed Wrigley and also Hamish Campbell are nose to tail as they work their way through the Capital Aviation Services top turns. Wrigley just managing to keep the pace and hold on to that third position. But Hamish Campbell is certainly right there. Oh, and Hamish Campbell! It was a bobble from Jed Wrigley going into turn one, and Campbell just got up onto his back bumper and trying not to hit him. He's actually spun himself out. He's back up and running now, not quite up to speed yet, but that is unfortunate for Hamish Campbell, who was battling for third position. So our first three all now have reasonable buffers. 0.8 of a second between your leader, Corey Carson, who's now the fastest kart on the circuit, a 53.726. Riley Bates sits back there in second, and he's 1.2 seconds ahead of Jed Wrigley. So there's seven laps to go this time by. Carson goes quicker again, now drops that marker down to a 53.448. So a 53.448 for the number 19 of Corey Carson. Bates now is 1.3 seconds behind the leader, and Jed Wrigley is a further 3.6 seconds back behind your race leader, Corey Carson. Further back then to Jake McKinnon, a gap to Jack Charles in the 50, then it's the 42 of Luca Illich. Hamish Campbell in the 33 has found himself back in 7th position now, with Ethan Campbell in the 71 in 8th, and Brody Trapano rounding out the field. So the 19 of Corey Carson leading the way here as they complete 5 laps. As Carson working his way through the Jack's Tyres right-hander and into the hairpin, it is Carson from Bates, Wrigley, McKinnon, Charles, Illich, Campbell, that's Hamish, then Ethan, and Trapano. So, interesting to see. Carson is your leader. Carson, across that start-finish line, just a bit slower than his best lap of the race with a 53.49. His best a 53.44, so he's still keeping with the pace. Carson, Bates, Wrigley, McKinnon, Charles, Illich, Hamish Campbell, Ethan Campbell, and Brody Trapano. Corey Carson in the 19 car, the WPR Racing entry, heads around the Canberra Aviation Services top turn. Illich looks like he's under pressure from the 33. As your leader comes down with just 4 laps left to run. 4 laps for Corey Carson. Riley Bates in second, now 2.1 seconds behind your race leader. The Burt Wrigley irrigation cart, number 64 of Jed Wrigley, is the next cart through. Then it's the Evolution Motorsports, number 17 of Jake McKinnon, with Jack Charles, Hamish Campbell, and Luca Illich. So Corey Carson leading the way, 2.16 ahead of Riley Bates. So Carson, who was equal top scorer with Bates at the end of the pre-final, 3 heats, a pre-final, and now the final. And Corey Carson sets another fastest lap, 53.334 for Corey Carson in the number 19. He's now completed 8 laps. He'll have 2.5 laps remaining here at Circuit Mark Webber, the GP circuit. And Corey Carson is leading. It'll be 2 laps remaining this time by for your leader, as Corey Carson well in front. Brody Trapano could be a risk of going a lap down here, as the leader is on the pit straight, the Burko pit straight, at the same time as the 14 of Trapano. So we'll have the white flag next time by. Next time by, the white flag will be out. Corey Carson leading the way here. Riley Bates, Jed Wrigley still second and third. They're on their 10th lap. They've got one more to go after this one. Oh, we'll. All right, I'm hearing that this is the final lap. So the checkered flag at the ready. And Corey Carson takes the win. Carson will take the victory from Riley Bates. Jed Wrigley comes home in third. Then it's Jake McKinnon in fourth. McKinnon, then Charles, Hamish Campbell, Illick, Ethan Campbell, and Brady Trapano will round out the running order. So the Novice P's out onto the circuit now, and it will be Liam Carr who starts from the pole in the 67. So Liam Carr in the 67 with 113 points had a 2-point advantage coming into this final over Riley Pryor. Charlie Campbell is in the 3 cart. He'll start out of position 3. Aidan McCabe in the 77 will start out of position 4. Jet McInerney in the 72 will start out of position 5. Joseph Bianchini will start out of the 95. And Dylan Wells in the 15 starts out of position number 7. So they're a bit spread out this time. Wait for them all to get themselves into a good starting order with Carr and Pryor. They've both shown some great speed over the course of the racing today here in the Southern Stars Series. So round number 3 here at Circuit Mark Webber. This is brought to you by Mitchell's Glassworks for Geelong Street in Fishwick. Give them a call on 6280 611 for shower screens, mirrors, wardrobe doors, glass of all shapes and sizes. For all your glazing needs, contact Mitchell's Glassworks today. That number again, 6280 611. So Liam Carr and Riley Pryor, they're in good formation now. As we get set for a start. Around the top of the circuit, we'll have 10 laps here for the final. Oh, and now it's just going a bit early. Here is the Liam Carr. So Liam Carr just jumping away a bit too early that time. So Riley Pryor in the 88. Needs to make sure he maintains the speed of the pole sitter. These are the things that these P-platers who are under 3 race meetings are all learning here this weekend at Circuit Mark Webber. And they've almost stalled heading up the D group back straight now. So hopefully we'll get a good even start this time by. Working their way around the top of the circuit. The Novice P's will be followed here by the juniors, and then we'll be into the rookies after that. So the rookies, junior performance and open performance will close up this first day of racing here at the Southern Stars Series. They've gone racing. They've gone racing here as Liam Carr jumped away early and then stopped. So Riley Pryor leads in the 88. Here's Liam Carr working his way through the traffic. Oh, a bump there. And we've got a couple of spinners. Oh, heavy contact back further in the field. So we've got two carts that are stuck together. Unfortunately, they won't complete that. And one of them is Charlie Campbell in the three cart. So Charlie Campbell just having... We've got yellow at the bottom of the circuit. No, we'll have yellow at turn four as the leaders are working through now. We've got two carts getting cleared off the circuit as the yellow flags are out on. The drivers are out of the cart and clear, so that's good news. And the carts are clear before the leader gets there. So the 88 of Riley Pryor comes through as your race leader. Liam Carr in second position. Joseph Bianchini runs in third. Then we go back to Jet McInerney, Aidan McCabe and Charlie Campbell, both involved in that incident. So that's unfortunate for them. And I don't know if Wells... Yes, I think Dylan Wells has also been put out in that incident as well. So that's bad luck there. Riley Pryor is your race leader. So the Geodrones, number 88 of Riley Pryor, leads the way. His fastest lap of the race, a 56.799. So these youngsters really... taking up the speed, almost matching the speed of the novices. So, Riley Pryor leading the way. Liam Carr in the Mona Vale Medical Centre, number 67, runs in second position. Then it's Joseph Bianchini, then the 95. That's the D. Vines Estate cart, with Jet McInerney in the Jascot Civil, number 72. So Pryor leading by 2.6 seconds, but Liam Carr now sets the fastest lap of the race with a 55.980. So the two leaders working through the Jack's Tyres right-hander towards the Cunning Addiction hairpin and now through the Roars Group left-hander up along the Madditch Concrete. The Madditch Concrete short shoot. Got Aidan McCabe. Well, Aidan McCabe is out there running. So Aidan McCabe running in fifth position. So it looks like it was Campbell and Wells are the two carts that have been caught up in that incident in turn five, the Jack's Tyres right-hander. As our leader, Riley Pryor takes the fastest lap of the race back with a 55.432. A 55.432 in the Geodrones, number 88. He's opened his gap slightly on Liam Carr. It's out to 3.2 seconds now. Liam Carr in the 67. And now Jet McInerney trying to make a move on... Jet McInerney trying to make a move on Joseph Bianchini. So we'll have five laps remaining. Five laps remaining this time by... as McInerney can't quite make the pass on Bianchini. So Riley Pryor is your race leader. Liam Carr's in second position. They're coming up onto the back now of Aidan McCabe in the 77. So the blue flags at the, or blue lights at the ready here, as McCabe will be heading up the D group back straight with the 88 of Riley Pryor closing in on him. Still, this battle for third continues on with Bianchini and Jet McInerney. Nothing between those two carts as McInerney looks to make the move. Going into turn two, they go through the dip into three, and McInerney makes the pass for third. McInerney up into third position. So Jet McInerney, who qualified in fifth for this final. We see the Riley Pryor cart now with a back marker between himself and Liam Carr. The Geodrones, 88, leading the way. The blue flag still at the ready for the 77, as Liam Carr is up on his back bumper as well. Carr just balked slightly there through the natural gas and water. S's. But eventually, oh, we've got a spinner down there. So that's Bianchini, who's had a spin coming out of the Power Kart Raceway pit turn. And in fact, just spinning through the TLC Constructions dog leg. As our race leader heads down through the dip and up the rise towards PCR turn four. Our race leader into the karting addiction hairpin through the left-hander now. He's coming up onto the back of Bianchini to put Bianchini a lap down. So as your race leader, Riley Pryor, continues to lead the way. His fastest lap of the race, 55.43. On that last lap, with that 56.1, the white flag will be out. No, they've completed eight laps now. They've completed eight laps. They're on their ninth. So as the leader... So the white flag, the leader heading through the NGW, S's now, as the white flag will be out this time by. As the leader comes towards the white flag now, Riley Pryor. There's the lead. The leader is in turn one. He's working his way two through two into the dip now. The 88 of Riley Pryor goes to PCR. He's the leader. Second place is Liam Carr. So as the leader heads to the hairpin now, second place is through the Jack's Tyres right-hander. The 88 of Riley Pryor, 4.9, almost 5 seconds ahead of second place, Riley Pryor. The race leader to the checkered flag. And the 88 of Riley Pryor takes the victory. Pryor takes the victory from Liam Carr. Pryor takes the win. Carr home in second. Then it's McInerney in the 72. McInerney in the 72. Home next. So McInerney home ahead of Banchini and McCabe. So good work there by Riley Pryor. All right, as we get set now for the juniors here, it will be Hayden Crossland in the 7 who starts from the pole. Connor Zitterman in the 12. The 45 is Jamie Newton. 88 is Alex Ninovic. The 97 is Jet Kokoski. Lana Allen's in the 3. Troy O'Mays in the 99. Then it's back to Ruben Ross in the 28. Cooper Barnes in the 8. Pearson Cooper in the 13. Reg Barry in the 6. Imogen Radburn in the 90. Edith McLansborough in the 4. Then it's the 98 of Will Jones. Charlize Cohen in the 22. Blair Everett in the 44. So then in the heavies, Kyle Morse is the 23 and Marcus Everett in the 88. Round out the runners here in the juniors, lights, mids and heavies. Here in the final of the Mitchells Glassworks Southern Star Series at Circuit, Mark Webber in Canberra. Don't forget, you can join in each week and listen to the Kart Report, looking at karting across the southern region of New South Wales. Oh, Crossland gets a bump, and unfortunately, Crossland doesn't realise that they've gone racing already, as we got stacks on the mill, four karts down and out in turn number one. One in the kitty litter, he's not going to be getting out of there, and probably one with a bent cart. So as the leaders work their way through the hairpin, the 88 of Alex Ninovic is out in front. Ninovic is your race leader in the 88. So Connor Zinnemann in the 12. We've got the 99 who's got back up and running there. So that is the Omay cart. We've got two more carts off in Jack's Tyres, turn number 4. Now, Zimmerman under yellow. Well, just pulled out of the pass. That's good news, as they have to clear that other cart before we'll see that going clear. As they head around the turn 4, the PCR turn 4. They need to clear those carts out at Jack's Tyres. That nicely banked corner. Really challenging the drivers here this weekend. And sets them up perfectly for the hairpin. So Alex Ninovic, Jamie Newton, Connor Zimmerman, Jet Kokoski. Lana Allen's in the 3. Ruben Ross, Cooper Barnes, Reg Barry. So cart 22, just we'll have to check that goes back to pit lane. 22 was Charlize Cohen, who was involved in that incident. So our leader is in the karting addiction hairpin, through the left-hander at the Ruers Group, and up onto the managed concreting short chute before we get to the natural gas and water S's. It is Alex Ninovic. Ninovic leading the way as they work their way onto the Burko pit straight. The black flag is out for the 22 as that cart was restarted by the track of assistant team. As now Newton gets the short, sharp move from Zimmerman. And Zimmerman, oh, the spin there off the circuit. I can't pick up that number from here. It looks like it is the 8. So that is the 8 cart of Cooper Barnes. So Cooper Barnes is off the circuit and out of the race now. The 22 still out there under the black flag. So hopefully they'll get the message to bring them back in. As our leader is across the start-finish line, it is the 88 of Alex Ninovic. Started out of position four, but Ninovic with the fastest lap of the race, a 49.789. A 49.789 for Alec Ninovic. Connor Zimmerman still running in second position. So, second position for Connor Niederman. Where's Hayden Crossland now? Crossland, well, he's off the circuit as well. So it's Ninovic Zimmerman. Ninovic completes lap number five. Zimmerman, Koskoski is the next car through. Koskoski started out of position number five and is now putting the pressure on the 12 of Niederman. Then it's Newton in the 45, Lana Allen in the 3, Ruben Ross. Allen and Ruben Ross have been so. Alex Ninovic leading the way quite comfortably as your race leader comes across the start-finish line once again. Race leader is Alec Ninovic. Now Connor Zimmerman sets the fastest lap of the race. It's a 49.602. A 49.602 for Ninovic. Still has got the pressure from behind on that back bumper is the 96 of Jet Koskoski. Jet Koskoski running in third, trying to close up the gap further. So the 22 car getting the black flag once again. As the leaders are coming up on back markers now. So the leader will need to negotiate that final cart as they work their way through the infield. So the 44 of Everett now about to go a lap down. Everett pulls out the way. Good driving there by Blair Everett in the 44. As our leader, didn't lose too much time. So it's Alex Ninovic. The fastest kart on the circuit is Jet Koskoski. Koskoski with a 49.548. The leader has now completed eight laps. The leader has completed eight laps. So as he heads through the right-hander, Zimmerman closing in on the 88 with right behind him the Jet Koskoski cart, the number 96. So our leaders are heading through the NGW S's now as they are along the D group back straight. Our race leader around the Capital Aircraft Services top turns. It's Alex Ninovic. Ninovic leading the way from second place. Zimmerman then back to the 96. The leader's just gone across the line. The leader starting his last lap. He's completed nine laps. The white flag went on after he'd gone past. So, 88. Alec Ninovic heading towards the checkered flag now with a handy buffer. Zimmerman in second position. The checkered flag is ready as the leader. The 88 is Ninovic, heading down to the checkered flag. Checkered flag is out. And it's Ninovic who takes the win. Zimmerman home in second with the fastest lap of the race, a 49.487. If you let them know, four needs to come through for the checkered flag. The four needs to come through for the checkered flag. So, Kukoski in third, Newton, Allen, Ross, Barry, O'May, Everett, Radbird, McLansborough. Edith McLansborough will be the final cut on the leader's lap. The 44 still to finish the race. The 44 needs to finish the race here. Unfortunately, Edith McLansborough hasn't come across that checkered flag. So, Alex Ninovic is your race winner from Connor Zimmerman in second place. So, some great racing here with Jet Kukoski in third. As we get set now for the rookies final, it is Daniel Quimby in the 24, the 73 of Kobe McInerney. Then Darcy Balding in the 15. The 6 is Josh Bruneau. The 7 is Kamal Murad. The 65, Josh Hart. Oliver Sayed in the 44. Ed and Dalmaso in the 12. Xavier Aramidis in the 55. Luke Powell's in the 35. Bailey Sweets in the 32. Travis Campbell in the 72. Joseph Velado in the 11. Elijah Sayed in the 4. The 16's Mitchell Love. Charlie Caron in the 79. Will Anderson in the 111. Liam Feeney in the 33. George Proudford-Naylor in the 25. And Will Dunlop in the 77. So as we get set for a start, big class, 20 maximum grid here in the rookies. As we get set for a start, looking good. And away, even start. The leader, 24, oh, is two off the circuit. The 33 and 16 of Feeney and Mitchell Love, both having their share of dramas here as they both get themselves restarted. Now, Quimby in the 24 is your race leader. Quimby leading the way from, it is a Kobe McInerney. So we've got the 73 here of Kobe McInerney. Darcy Balding in the 15, runs in third place. So as they come across the line, it's Quimby, then McInerney. Well, no, it's in fact Quimby, then it's Darcy Balding. So Balding is back in second place as they're all nose to tail through turn three. Quimby getting the advantage there. Balding, McInerney, and closing in on McInerney is Bonneau. Hart, Murad, all nose to tail. Murad behind him is the 65 of Josh Hart. So they're all trying to make their way forward. As they work around the Capital Aviation Services top turns, our leader is Daniel Quimby. Quimby Balding with the fastest lap of the race. No, Bonneau now takes that. No, Avramides. So the 55 of Avramides is very quick with a 51.7. The 55, watch for that car. which is on the back of that second chain of four, running in about eighth position, is now the fastest kart on the circuit. Our leader is still Daniel Quimby. Behind Quimby is Balding. As they work their way up the back straight once again, our race leader, still the 24 of Daniel Quimby. Quimby leading the way. Behind Quimby is Balding, who's got right on his back bumper Kobe McInerney, Josh Bonneau. A gap back to the 7 of Carmel Murad. Murad just getting away now from this battle for 6th and 7th, which it looks like it's Avramidis. Avramidis making the pass on Josh Hart. And now Avramidis, with that speed, trying to get past Oliver Sayed. Sayed in the 44. So as the leaders head through across that start finish line, Quimby from now Bonneau. Bonneau in the 6 makes the pass on Darcy Balding, going into the capital lines and signs. Then it's back to third position, getting the short back and side on that lap was Darcy Balding. Balding now has got Kobe McInerney through, and he's back to fourth position with Imrad. Camille Imrad trying to close in and take fourth position from him. So as the leaders work their way up to the top of the circuit, race leader is Quimby, Balding, then it's Bonneau. Bonneau with the 6 cart behind Quimby. Now Bonneau won heat number 1, then had a couple of tough heats whilst they worked their way through the PCR turn 4. Murad's making his move on Balding now through the right hander at Jack's Tyres and towards the hairpin. Murad gets a good run out of Ruiz Group, up along the Mattich concreting straight, through NGW. Our race leader is still the 24 of Daniel Quimby. Quimby leading the way from Bonneau, then it's McInerney, Balding, Murad, then it's Avramidis. Avramidis is the Victorian number 55, making a good run up through the field. Still the fastest on the circuit. So Avramidis, sixth position, coming out of about ninth place off the start, so has moved forward. Great to see the Victorian part of the action here. As your race leader, Daniel Quimby in the 24. Leads the way, the rookies final. They're on lap number 8. Our leaders heading into turn 4, the PCR turn. Oh, Avramidis, another good move. And up the inside, Avramidis now makes his move up into 5th position. So Avramidis in the 55, fastest kart on the circuit. That's the one we're focusing in on at the moment, because he heads up the D group back straight and is within shot of a podium spot here. As they're on lap number 8 now, they come across the line. It's the 24 of Daniel Quimby, who leads the way from Josh Bonneau. Bonneau in second position. Then it's back to third, Kobe McInerney in the 73. Behind him is the 7 of Kamal Imrad. Then it's Xavier Amides, who has not quite bridged the gap to the 7 just yet, but is on a flyer. Further back is Balding. Then back to the 44 of Oliver Sayed. So now they're about to start their 9th lap. As the leaders come towards the white flag. McInerney to the inside of Bonneau. Couldn't pull off the pass. They are working their way into PCR. Still all nose to tail. Avramides is trying to get up to 4th position now on this final lap. He makes a good run, as is Murad. Murad trying to close in on McInerney. This could be a great battle for the minor spots here in the final of this Southern Stars Round 3, 2020, here at Circuit Mark Webber. Around the top of the circuit for the final time. The checkered flag is at the ready. Checkered flag out now for your race winner, Daniel Quimby. Quimby, Bonneau, McInerney, Murad. Then it goes back to fastest lap of the race, Xavier Avramidis in the 55, a 51.364. Then it's Balding, Sayed, Josh Hart, Dalmaso, Powell, Bilardo. Then it's Campbell, Sweet. And further back to, oh, side by side. Did Sweet get passed at the line then? I think he might have done. I'll have to wait till the timing screen rolls over, but I think, yes, Proudford Naylor in the 25 takes 12th, Sweet's 13th, Campbell Dunlop is the final runner on the circuit. Some fantastic racing. Oh, Mitchell Love, sorry. Mitchell Love is the final leader. Final runner on the leader's lap. Great racing there in the rookies' final. Up next is Junior Performance. Junior Performance, not off to a start that time round. We've got Jordan Shalala in the 5 off the pole. Alexander Stefan in the 34 out of position 2. Prattle out of the 12 in position 3. McLansborough is in the 43 out of position number 4. Mitchell Saunderson's out of position 5 in the 3. James Saville in the 11 out of position 6. Ethan Smead in the 86 out of position 7. Tane Plair in the 16. Then it's the 77 of Mario Vantanen. The William Gardner cart, number 98. Luca Bilardo in the 22, the 97 is Matthew Hansford-Taylor. Camilleri's in the 65, and the 99 is Bailey Munday. No, yes, we're away in racing. As they head down into turn one, Shalala leads the way. Shalala through and into the lead ahead of the 9, the 12 of Marco Prattle. So the two Rush Performance carts at the front of the field. Saunderson up to third with McLansborough behind him. As the leader works his way through the top of the circuit, race leader is Jordan Shalala. Then it's Prattle, the two Rush Performance carts across that start-finish line to lead on lap number 1. Saunderson in third place as Prattle looks up the inside into PCR. And Prattle will take the spot from Shalala. So Prattle now into the hairpin, and Saunderson is all over the back bumper of the number five. A gap back to McLansborough. Then it's back to the 34 of Stefan. So Stefan up the back straight now. So they work their way around the top of the circuit. It is still there, 12 of Prattle, with Shalala right there. Shalala into turn one on the back bumper of Prattle with Oz now Saunderson and McLansborough. Saunderson to the inside of Shalala. Shalala crosses straight back over and takes second place back. Here comes McLansborough in the 43. Not quite close enough to make the pass, but right behind him is Alexander Stefan. So Henry McLansborough with the fastest lap of the race, a 48.633. As they work their way around the top of the circuit now, McLansborough right on the back bumper of the three of Mitchell Saunderson. McLansborough looks to the inside into the pit turn. Oh, how did he hang on to that? Now Stefan right on McLansborough's back bumper in the 34. Your leaders getting away slightly from this great battle for third. It's Prattle from Shalala. Prattle goes wide. Shalala follows him in his wheel tracks. They lose a lot of ground as Shalala goes up the inside into the Carding Addiction hairpin. Now, it's Shalala leading from Prattle with Saunderson, McLansborough, and then Stefan right on his back bumper. There's nothing in it at the front of the field. Our top five carts, nose to tail, as they come down the pit straight once again into the Power Kart Raceway pit turn. It's now Shalala, Prattle, Saunderson, McLansborough, and Stefan. McLansborough sets another fastest lap of the race with a 48.441. And he closes up onto the back bumper of the three in Mitchell Saunderson. So as they work round the Carding Addiction hairpin through the Ruiz Group left-hander and along the Mattage Concreting short chute, it works their way. As Saunderson now makes the crossover move and gets past Prattle. McLansborough follows him through up into third. Your race leader is Jordan Shalala in the rush performance, number five. Second place, the MCK P&A contracting cart of Mitchell Saunderson. Saunderson now with the fastest lap of the race as we've reached half race distance. Saunderson a 48.121 and now has his sights set on the leader, Jordan Shalala. As the race leaders head through their NGWS's and up onto the D group back straight, it is still race leader in Jordan Shalala in the five. McLansborough running in third all over the back of cart number three. So McLansborough really looking for a way through. Jordan Shalala out in front now sets the fastest lap of the race, a 47.865. So Shalala now the fastest cart out on the circuit as Shalala leads the way as they head through the NGWS's and onto the D group back straight once more time around through the Capital Aviation Services top turn. Shalala in the five leading with just three laps left to run. Across that start finish line now, it's Shalala, Saunderson, McLansborough just dropping off the back, as has Prattle with Stefan right behind him. So Shalala leads the way as our race leader is Jordan Shalala. Mitchell Saunderson gets the fastest lap of the race once again. A 47.726. It will be 8 laps completed this time by. 8 laps in the books as it is Shalala leading from Saunderson. McLansborough now under some pressure. No, he's still got a gap. It's Saunderson putting the pressure on Shalala now. As Shalala into the hairpin, has a cart length, closes down to less than a cart length now as the race leaders head through the S's once again. Up the D group back straight. The white flag is out. And it is Shalala who leads the way as they come to the white flag. Shalala in the rush performance cart. Shalala leads from Saunderson. McLansborough sits back there in third place. Saunderson wide into PCR. Tries to get a run. Makes the move. Going into Jack's tyres. Can't quite get it in his nose in there enough. So Shalala runs wide through Ruiz Group. This is going to give Saunderson a run on the Maddox Concrete short chute. Can he do anything heading back up the D group back straight? Shalala getting a bit untidy under the pressure. Shalala through the top turn. Saunderson trying to make his move, but Shalala has him covered for the moment. They come to the checkered flag now through the power cart raceway. Final turn and to the checkered flag. Shalala, Jordan Shalala takes the victory. Mitchell Saunderson home in second. Henry McLansborough back there in third. Gianmarco Prattle in fourth. Then it's Alexander Stefan, James Seville, Ethan Smead, Blair, Hansford Taylor, Bilardo, Vartanen, Gardner, Camilleri. Rounding out the running order is Bailey Monday. What a race to finish junior performance here in the third round of the Southern Stars Series. As we get set for open performance, the final race on day one of the Southern Stars Series here at Canberra. Circuit Mark Webber ready for open performance. Away, and at a very even start. Starling on the outside. Stayed with Ehrman, but Ehrman had the line going into turn number one as they head down through the dip and up the rise. It is Ehrman leading from Starman. Starling, then it's Chris Bregoni. Michael Stewart is back there in fourth position. Behind him is the 82 of Simon Davison. Steve Martin's in the two. Tony Bregoni and Daniel Orsini round out the running order. So as Erdman now will start to set himself up with a gap at the front of the field. Dean Starling running in second position. In the four cart, the two KZ CRG carts at the front of the field. Then it's the first of the Rotax DD2s in Chris Bregoni. And then Michael Stewart. Behind them, Bregonji. Chris Bregonji in the three cart. Stewart in the 51. Then it's Davison with Tony Bregonji back there in sixth position. Steve Martin in seventh. And Daniel Orsini in eighth spot. So great to see Steve Martin back out there in the open performance class. And Orsini right on his back bumper now. As your leader heads through PCR, lap number three will be completed this time by our race leader through the S's and up onto the back straight. Our race leader, still Matthew Erdman, fastest lap of the race, a 45.384. As the leader now heads into PCR one more time. So through that hard right-hander, back down towards the Jack's, the hard left-hander to Jack's right-hander, and then into the hairpin. Through Ruiz's left-hander. As I mentioned before, that's the only corner in the bottom part of the circuit that remained from the original layout, the original asphalt layout, I should say, of Circuit Mark Webber. As Erdman, faster again, a 45.239. Matthew Erdman leading the way here by 2.9 seconds over Dean Starling. So Chris Chris Burgonge is running in third place. Michael Stewart not able to maintain his pace. Now, I heard Michael Stewart's running a very old configuration in that his engine is a pre-Evo engine. So if that's the case, he's doing a remarkable job to get so much performance out of that cart. So Erdman, Starling, Burgonge, that's Chris, then it's Stewart, Tony Burgonge, then it's Davison, Martin and Orsini. So Martin and Orsini having a good battle here. They close up again through PCR. Looks like the wheels almost lifted off the cart there on Martin as he accelerated out of PCR. So he's got plenty of straight line handling in that number two, the Yass Valley Earthworks cart. As your leader now completes six laps. He's on lap number seven. So a race leader, Matthew Erdman, another fastest lap of the race. Now a 44.935, an impressive time. The track here is starting to rubber up with a bit more practice on it. Our first race meeting, there was still a lot of dust and a lot of grit in the surface. It was a very slick, everyone was sliding around, but now a bit of practice on the track, bit of rain washing out some of the dirt, and everyone is starting to really set some impressive times. Erdman, fastest lap of the race, a 44.935. His last lap, well, it was a 45.19. So Starling, Burgonge, Chris Burgonge, then it's Stewart, Tony Burgonge, then it's Davison, Martin, Orsini, rounding out the running order. Orsini really trying to get that spot away from Martin, and he does so now, diving in to PCR. So Orsini, what can Martin do? Oh, brake checks into the right-hander and he loses a bunch of ground. So Orsini now will wave bye-bye on Martin. As your leader has completed eight laps, he's on his ninth lap now. So it'll be white flag next time by. Matthew Erdman, well, a great drive by him. He's going to sweep the weekend with four wins from four starts as the race leader heads to the top of the circuit. Around the top of the circuit. Here is the white flag now. White flag for your race leader in Matthew Erdman. Matthew Erdman leading the way here for the final time. He heads through PCR. Some great racing so far this weekend in the Southern Stars Series. Great to have everyone on board. We look forward to seeing all the seniors out on circuit tomorrow. Yeah. We're going to have a big weekend of racing. Don't forget you can catch the audio of the racing at sportradio.com.au. We'll have all today's racing up online this evening as Matthew Erdman comes to complete the first day of the Southern Star Series here at Circa Mark Webber. Erdman takes the victory. Dean Starling in the forecourt will come home in second. Then it's Chris Brion in the three. Michael Stewart comes home in fourth. Tony Bragone in the 31. Then it's Davison in the 82. Orsini ahead of Martin. Thanks once again to Mitchell Glassworks of Geelong Street in Fishwick. You can give them a call on 6280-6111. Proud sponsors of the Southern Star Series here at the Canberra Kart Racing Club's Circuit Mark Webber. Until tomorrow, when we get underway once again at 9 a.m. for all the seniors' action.